One announcement, I guess this is for all students. There will be a test today. It may not be announced. You may not even be aware of it. Oh, wait a minute. It will be for both instructors and students. In fact, in every walk of life, we are tested every day, aren't we? By those things that go against us and those things that go our way. Satan is hoping to use these tests to get us to give up on God. God wants to use these tests as learning tools, as exercises to strengthen us. Hymn 347, the first two stanzas. From Romans 8. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword, as it is in Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, you've seen the scene, haven't you? It's a courtroom. The witness is on the stand, the judge is on the bench, the attorney is bearing down on the witness. Are you sure it was my client that you saw? Aren't you just saying that because you don't like my client? I have witnesses who are prepared to swear that you hated my client. Isn't it true that you were present, but you did not see my client? Isn't it true that you were there and can describe it so well? Because you committed the crime yourself. And then piece by piece, the attorney brings forward the evidence that shows that the witness was the only one at the scene of the crime. Until the witness sits speechless, no longer able to open his mouth, without saying something that would be used against him in a court of law. Hopefully, we will find all the lesser trials of life to be learning experiences, and our faith will be strengthened in Him who brings us through them all. But there is one test coming that will make all the others look like 5-minute quizzes. On the last day, the test will not be a learning tool, but a decider of life and death. And who will be the attorney bearing down on you then? In Revelation 12, the great dragon, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray, is the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night. He will not be fooled by our denials. He will shoot holes in our alibis. He will have no mercy. He will know things that we have hidden from everybody, maybe even from ourselves. And he will not shrink from using it all against us in the court of God. He knows of those times that we responded to trouble or hardship by striking out at those around us. He knows about those times that we yielded before people who might think our faith was too goody-goody. He knows how easily our stomach distracts us, maybe with thoughts of some snack right after chapel, so that we fail to hear the voice of our best friend calling out to us. He knows how we let the cold or the heat or someone walking by outside the window keep us from making use of an opportunity to know that friend who is calling to us and to know him better. Enter Jesus Christ, truest friend to me. Because God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, not only can we survive that trial, but we can even defy the accuser. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Satan cannot even call in our debts, for God has chosen us, plucked us out of his grasp. Satan, I defy thee. Death, I now decry thee. Fear, I bid thee cease. There is no jury trial, because all our peers are likewise under indictment. It is God the judge who declares us not guilty in connection with our brother Jesus Christ. The prosecutor can only growl and grumble. Every charge that he can bring has already been laid upon Christ, who paid for them so completely with his death that the charges could not hold him in death 1 minute longer. The accuser has been thrown down. Satan may accuse, but the one who speaks up for us is sitting at the right hand of God, with all power in heaven and earth. Perhaps he might hold it against us that our sins caused him so much trouble? No, he loves us and even intercedes for us at the right hand of God, his Father. And what can sour his love for us? Can trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? World, thou shalt not harm me, nor thy threats alarm me while I sing of peace. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor even life, neither angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's great power guards every hour. Earth and all its depths adore him. Silent bow before him. And so do we. Stanza 3.